Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound. Right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, Nuggets fans, welcome into Pickaxe and Roll. Not doing any sponsors today, although I'm usually brought to you by BetOnline number 38. Just a horrible, horrible bit of news that Nuggets just got from the end of from the beginning of Summer League, the end of their first game of Summer League, as Daron Holmes unfortunately sustained a torn Achilles injury, according to Sham Sharania, then confirmed by a bunch of different people that are on the ground there, just looking at the timeline and then seeing Bennett Durando tweet out things like, "Oh man, it doesn't look very good." You could sense that there was a lot of concern, a lot of just very, very strong feelings surrounding this towards the end of the game. Obviously, you hope for the best in these situations, but you just never know. And unfortunately, the Nuggets got the absolute worst news that they could possibly get. Just a horrible, horrible turn of events. Look, again, like I said, no reads, nothing like that today. I hope the companies understand. But just an absolute heartbreaking moment for a young player, for a family, more than anything. Like, my heart goes out to the Holmes family first and foremost, because like, they were there. We were talking to Holmes and the Holmes family at his introductory presser. They took pictures just like every other family does, celebrating the moment for Daron when he was officially introduced as a member of the Denver Nuggets. And you just never, ever want to see something like this. This is just the worst bit that sports has to offer. Just the absolute worst. Real quick, for those who did not see the play, this was towards the end of the fourth quarter. I won't like link the play or anything like that. And if you don't want to see injuries, then I wouldn't go and see it. It didn't look that bad in the moment. Holmes went up and contested for a rebound like normal and ultimately came down awkward on that left leg and then limped over. He hopped over to the sideline, couldn't put any pressure on that left foot, and the Nuggets immediately checked him for an Achilles injury, and unfortunately they found out that that was the case. Just an awful, awful situation because, like, there's no because for any of it. Because, like, the Nuggets obviously valued what Holmes would bring to the table this year. But like I said, more than anything, you just feel bad for the person, feel bad for the player who's absolutely giving his all. And Holmes was very good in his summer league debut. I think he had like 11 points, 7 rebounds. He made some awesome threes. Like, dude was playing well. And you just, like, this is about as bad as it gets. And I'm heartbroken for him, man. Like, and like, Nuggets aside, because that's just not like that's not my main priority here for covering up what's going on. Like, this is one of those moments that can shift a career, that can sort of change the trajectory of somebody's life. And you think about, like, modern medicine has come such a long way that he will be able to, like, I have a feeling that he will be able to recover from this. But you automatically know that Holmes is going to be out for the next year. He's going to get off-season surgery. He'll be in rehab. He'll be in recovery, trying to get back his strength, get back his athleticism, and continue to work on his body. But this is just one of those things where you automatically, like, a career can be altered right at the start. I remember it was Julius Randle, actually. It didn't happen in Summer League, but it happened in the first game of his rookie season, his career, where I think he broke his leg immediately in the 2014-15 season after being drafted really high in that 2014 draft. And he sat out for that entire year. I wonder what his career would look like if he didn't have that happen. But things just change. And I really am just, like, I wanted to pop on here and talk about this injury and just send out, not like thoughts and prayers or anything like that, but just how horrible this situation is for everybody involved. Nobody wants to see this thing, and nobody wants to see this happen. And I know the Nuggets are, like, they'll talk about it for sure. They are absolutely heartbroken about this as well. Good God. Holmes was going to play a role in the rotation this year. I'm not sure he would have played every night. It probably would have looked a lot closer to a Julian Strother situation. But it was always going to be, like, there was a reason that the Nuggets traded up to get him. Denver had the 28th pick. They had very limited draft capital, draft resources in order to use for the rest of their plan. And they traded 3 second-round picks in order to move up 6 spots just to ensure that Deron Holmes was on their roster. That's how much they value this guy. That's how much they value the energy, the athleticism, the shot blocking, the shot making, and the connectivity that he brings to the table. And that's not going to go away for the rest of his career. Like, he'll still be able to be that kind of player, I think. Think about it. Kevin Durant, for example, he tore his Achilles, came back perhaps just as good of a player or close to it as the player that left after or before the injury. He can absolutely come back and be a great player. There's nothing stopping him from that. This is just a setback and not the, it's not a death sentence. And I do not want to sit here and say that or act like that. It just sucks. Like, this is just the worst. And I wanted to make sure that everybody would be able to get their thoughts in for Deron, get their thoughts in for his family, make sure that everybody understands how much the Nuggets family values him, and how, even though he's been a member of the team for a short amount of time, that this stuff, like, he's still a member of the family. And Nuggets fans I know are just, like, heartbroken because of it. Look. I know that everybody's feeling horrible about it, and for good reason, because there's not much more to say about it until we hear more details. He'll probably get surgery over the next few weeks. They might let I'm not sure whether it's different, like the structure of it is different from an ACL tear or anything like that. Usually in those situations, they let the swelling go down before they operate on it, before they do a surgery. I'm not sure how that differs from Holmes, but he will likely have off-season surgery. He will likely be out for the next 12 months. And maybe the next opportunity he gets is for the Nuggets Summer League team next year. And it will kind of be feel like it's back to square one with them, unfortunately. But the Nuggets really needed him this year. They really did. And I guess now, second segment, we can talk about what this means for the team, what this means for just what the next steps are for the Nuggets. It's just horrible, horrible situation. I can't get around it. He was playing so well and made some pretty awesome threes, contested some shots. I don't know if he had a block, but it felt like he was protecting the rim pretty well and making some hustle plays because that's just what you wanted him to do. So here's to Durant, to his family, making sure that he comes back and he'll be better than ever, just working through the rehab. That I know it's just going to be a long, long road. He's probably feeling horrible right now. He can't even fully react to everything. Man. Just sucks. Just sucks for sure. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this affects the Nuggets themselves. And if we go longer than that, so be it. We'll be right back on Pickaxe and Roll.
Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinityUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Save big money at Menards. Dutch Boy DuraClean is an interior paint and primer in one that can be made into thousands of color options. And it's formulated with Stay Clean technology, so your home stays beautiful longer. It's washable, scrubbable, and stain resistant. Save big on Dutch Boy paints at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
All right, we're we're back. Pickaxe and Roll, Ryan Blackburn, thank you so much for tuning into the show. I need a haircut, man. This is just unacceptable. Okay, let's talk about how this affects the Nuggets. Let's talk about what's going on. What's going on with the Nuggets depth chart, things like that. This is a blow. This is a really, really difficult thing for Denver. Obviously, nobody was expecting Daron Holmes to immediately step into this massive rotation role for the Nuggets. And I think them signing Dario Saric, getting back Vlatko Chanchar from a torn ACL, that will allow them to be okay in this situation. It won't be great, but it'll allow them to be okay. Daron was going to help them. He was going to give them the energy and some of the things that I think Denver, like, I know they've been going pretty young, but they some of the players that they went with, it hasn't been as much about the energy. Holmes was going to bring energy, so they're going to have to find something like that. They're going to have to find some of that in the form of a replacement for him. I would have penciled in Daron Holmes as the 10th man ahead of players like, he would have been the backup power forward to me. Dario Saric would have been the backup center. And then Vlatko Chanchar, Zeke Nnaji, those guys would not have played if it were up to me in Michael Malone's rotation. And also DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre's not officially on the roster yet. I expect him to be on the roster. But this, I think, will probably facilitate that as well. Although, who knows? Maybe Denver decides to pivot now. We'll have to discuss kind of what that means. But I think that in terms of the starters, obviously, this doesn't change anything. You've got Murray, Brown, Porter, Gordon, Jokic. Bench, it's assumed that Russell Westbrook will come in at some point. Julian Strother will play. Peyton Watson will play. Although now I think that there's at least an opportunity for Peyton Watson to kind of move back to more of a backup power forward spot at various points. But I do think that the front runner for this final rotation spot is actually Vlatko Chanchar, coming back from that torn ACL. He didn't look good in international play. Didn't necessarily look good for Slovenia. Obviously, that is not the most indicative of what he's going to look like at the NBA level. Just he was immediately coming off of that ACL, that was the first sort of minutes that he played. But for the Nuggets, I think that what they're ultimately going to do, and somebody says here, Watson is too skinny to play the four. Stop it, Ryan. He played the four all last year, so I don't know what you're telling me. It was Vlatko not playing. It was Peyton Watson playing the four, and it was Zeke Nnaji or DeAndre Jordan playing the five. That is literally what happened. So you can say that he's too skinny, but that's what they did. I think that they will get to Vlatko playing the four, and the hope being that he can provide a little bit more size. He's a good enough shooter, good enough connective piece that he'll be able to make some stuff happen. Him and Dario Saric playing together, that will, the offense will be fine with those guys out there. And then the hope being that Peyton Watson at the three can really give them just some extra defense and athleticism just from the wings. But that lineup that I just talked about, you've got Watson at the three, Vlatko at the four, Saric at the five. It's not a very good front court. It's just not. And the idea with Holmes is that he gives you a little bit of some extra pop, gives you some extra athleticism, and somebody that can provide a little bit more energy, a little bit more rim protection. Now with Saric and Vlatko, if that's the main pairing, then Denver's going to be severely limited from an athleticism standpoint and a defensive kind of rim protection standpoint. Now, those two are smart, and especially on the offensive end, Vlatko and Saric, I think, will be able to play together. They'll be able to, the passing will be pretty good. But Denver's going to have a gap there from a defensive standpoint for sure. Maybe this allows Zeke Nagy to kind of get back into the plans a little bit. I know that's not necessarily what people want to hear, but Zeke Nagy obviously has played a lot of backup five for the Nuggets over the course of the last couple of years. Maybe this is the opportunity that he needs to then slide over to play the backup four. And then maybe he could rediscover his shot a little bit. But that does not sound super encouraging, especially with the Nuggets doing everything that they could to trade Zeke over the course of these last few weeks. Like, they do not, like, I don't think that they wanted him in those plans. So you have to figure some stuff out. Maybe there's a possibility that Michael Porter staggers and plays some backup forward, whether he's the four or Peyton Watson is the four, doesn't necessarily matter as much. But that's a lineup that I would seriously consider. Russell Westbrook, Julian Strother, Michael Porter, Peyton Watson, Dario Saric. It's not a great defensive lineup, but it would help Denver survive offensively. And I wouldn't stagger Murray as much, but I'm not Michael Malone. So Malone will probably, if it were up to him, he will probably go Russell Westbrook, Jamal Murray as two guards playing next to each other. And then maybe it's Strother at the three, Watson at the four, Saric at the five. Some good spacing there, or at least good enough spacing, as long as Murray is actually spacing and not necessarily just pounding the ball. When Russ is playing off the ball, that's not going to be a ton of spacing itself. So that would be pretty shaky, I would say. I tend to think that Porter is the better option in those cases, but it's just because he's the better positional fit. And that, like, I don't know. It's kind of painful to have these discussions, you know? Like, we were just talking about Daron Holmes and how he would fit into what the Nuggets do over the course of this next year. And then for his entire, like, and then for his entire tenure. Like, it's just painful to have to even discuss this. So, look, I wanted to go live here to be able to talk about this because it does deserve some discussion for sure. Like, the Nuggets are going to have to find a way. And I think it puts a lot of perspective on Denver's championship run and how healthy they were, how things went right, how they were able to sort of survive chemistry issues or potential chemistry stuff. And everybody was just in the right place. Things fit together. Denver won a title. It's not always like that. And this is obviously the most extreme example possible in terms of how it could not be like that. But kind of like last year where Denver missed Vlacco for the entire season due to his torn ACL, they will miss Holmes for this torn Achilles injury. They will miss him for sure. Because as it became evident last year, you need players that are capable of playing when it matters. And Denver not having Holmes, like, they want to keep him on the roster. He'll keep that roster spot because he matters for the team going forward. But for this next year, it's going to be tougher. And it puts a premium on the other roster spots on the team because they need guys that can play. And I have a lot of concern that Denver does not have enough guys that can really impact things in the playoffs. I had that concern last year. It fell on deaf ears. I think that there's going to be issues again. So Denver's got to make the most of these roster spots that they have. And here's a couple of things that they could do. They have two open roster spots right now. Assumably, they'll have one because of the DeAndre Jordan, because he will eventually sign. But when you think about it, okay, you'll have DeAndre Jordan, Daron Holmes, Jalen Pickett, Hunter Tyson. I'm not really expecting any of those four guys to play. And then that is four of the 14 roster spots that you already have committed, and then assuming that Russ takes the 15th spot. So that means that there's potentially 11 guys between Russ, Julian Strother, and just other backup players. But the roster crunch just is a problem that the Nuggets are going to have to figure out. And they cannot put this into a – like they can't wait for the development to maybe work again this year. That is my – that's my key takeaway. I hope that – like Calvin Booth's going to have some really tough decisions, man. Like this changes a lot in terms of the pressure that is put onto the rest of the roster. It just does. And I hope that Calvin Booth can make it happen, because the Nuggets at this point are going to be like, there's just a lot of pressure to win around Jokic, to win around Murray, Porter, Gordon, this very pricey current core that's going to continue to age. And you just need everything to go right. And one of the things that Denver thought they got right with acquiring Daron Holmes in the draft, it's already potentially gone. At least for this season. Again, I want to reiterate, Daron Holmes can be an impact player in this league, and I think will impact the Denver Nuggets in his future. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But at this point, the Nuggets are up against the clock, and they need something that can help them now. And this just goes right against that. Okay. I don't even know if I want to talk about anything else. Okay, you know what? Actually, let's just talk about the rest of the Summer League game, I guess. We'll do some of that. I'll share some of my thoughts on some of the other players that played. And if anybody else has any other Daron Holmes questions, then do not hesitate to ask them in the comments. I will pivot away from Summer League and answer any Daron Holmes questions. We'll be right back on Pickaxe and Roll.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Okay, final segment, Pickaxe and Roll. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Okay, the rest of the Summer League game. Denver lost that game 88-78 against the LA Clippers. For the Clippers, Jordan Miller, I think is his name, went off for like 36 points, was just dominating Denver, especially their wings on the defensive end. Hunter Tyson got cooked a little bit, but Julian Strother was guarding him a little bit. Denver switched a lot. He shot over Jalen Pickett, and anybody that guarded him off the bench, including guys like Trey Alexander, really struggled as well. Jordan Miller had 36 and just was dominating the Nuggets in every conceivable way as a scorer. So that's not super encouraging, obviously, but there were some good signs from the rest of the team. I thought that Julian Strother played pretty well. I thought that he was pretty solid, and thinking that he can absolutely play going forward this season. Like, there's no doubt about it. Real quick, a couple questions popped in about Daron Holmes. What is the injury exception that the Nuggets get now? I imagine it is minimum sub $2 million, right? Yes, that is exactly right. So the Nuggets will apply for a disabled player exception because it will be clear that Daron Holmes will not be able to play for the rest of the season. What they get from that is a contract, or it's like a number that they can throw out there to a free agent on the open market that is worth half of Daron Holmes' salary. Holmes is expected to make about $3 million, so this number would be about $1.5 million. It is not a lot of money. It is much more attuned to the buyout market as opposed to anything else. Denver will probably save a roster spot, I guess, for the buyout market, or they will create a roster spot for the buyout market so that they could get a veteran going forward. Let's Talk Nuggets asks, can the Nuggets open up a roster spot since he was injured before the season, or is it just an injury exception? It is an injury exception. Holmes will still be on the roster, and he, like, even if they apply for a designated or disabled player exception, Holmes still counts as a roster spot, and so will this other player on the disabled player exception. So it is not a free roster space, unfortunately. And that gets very, very difficult for a Nuggets team that already has guys like Jalen Pickett and Hunter Tyson under contract that they, I don't really expect to play that much. And DeAndre Jordan would be the same scenario. So, I don't know. Roster spots just get very, very difficult for this Nuggets team. Sorry, I saw a bad joke. As for the rest of the Summer League team, actually, no, you know what? Ozair says, Gary Trent Jr., sign and trade possible. Who can we give in return? It's not possible because Denver's over the first tax apron, and they, like there's no way that they could stay under the first tax apron unless they send out way more salary than they actually give up to a player like Gary Trent Jr. It's not really possible. So they'd have to give him the minimum, and maybe he would accept the minimum, but I just kind of doubt it. And he just doesn't necessarily feel like a Nuggets culture fit either. As I mentioned before, Julian Strother looked pretty good in this Summer League game. He was pretty solid, 7 of 19 from the field, though not necessarily his most efficient outing. But I do think that, like, that's a skill set that the Nuggets need. They need somebody who is willing to take those shots and has a capacity to make them when they get hot. Strother wasn't perfect. He took some, I think, pretty iffy shots for sure, but he is capable, and I think he's going to play. The Nuggets need the pop that he can give them on the offensive end. They need the spacing that he can give them, and I think if he can rein in that shot selection a little bit, he will be better. But the three-point percentage does matter, and J-Jack says it here. He shot 30% from three. Not great. Not great. Was that tonight that he shot 30% from three? Yeah, he actually did. He got up a lot. He at one point was 3 of 4 from three, and then he missed his final, like, five or six shots. So I think he was trying to chuck, and I think that that's not necessarily a good skill set. But if you can rein it in a little bit, it makes it look a little bit better. Cedric asks, Ryan, was Holmes going to be a solid rotation player if Saric was on the bench? Maybe. Like, I think that Saric would play every night or pretty close to it, and then Holmes would play some nights and Vlatko would play some nights. That would have been the expectation. Now you probably need Vlatko to be an every night player, and I just don't know if I can expect him to do that, which is why I think that Denver probably goes to a 9-man rotation at some point and they just play their starters heavier minutes unless they can get somebody else. That is the thing. That is the problem that you run into. So who knows? Maybe somebody else can step up and Denver can keep it a 10-man rotation, but I just don't really expect it. Couple other summer league takes, then we'll get out of here. It's late. I wasn't expecting to podcast tonight. Jalen Pickett, not a good game. 5 points, 2 of 10 from the field, 1 of 5 from three, 4 assists, 2 turnovers, minus 16, and it felt like it. Like, Denver had some guys that played pretty well, and Pickett was not one of them. He really struggled with the pressure and the on-ball pressure that was being applied to him full court. He couldn't really, like, escape that for much of the time. And then, like, when he got switches on an island, he couldn't really create everything or anything other than a step-back three against bigs, and that's just not a good situation. Like, I was expecting a little bit more shake, a little bit more ability for Pickett to be able to create some shots for other people. But in order to do that, in order to leverage that skill, he's got to be able to create space for himself and draw the defense towards him. If he can't do that, then he's going to struggle to play. Like, it's that simple. And I thought that there was another guard that was clearly better than him tonight, and Trey Alexander. Alexander, of course, being Denver's two-way contract, in addition to PJ Hall of Clemson. Trey Alexander of Creighton, pretty good. I was pretty impressed with him. He's got some shake. He's got some shimmy. He can stop and pop from three. He looks very comfortable with the ball in his hands as a scorer, and then I think he's going to be able to leverage that, make some good decisions. Some of the shots that he takes going to the rim don't necessarily look good. He's a little bit small. He gets bumped off his spot a little bit. And then his defense, he's going to have to focus on that a little bit more. But he does look like a player that can help. He looks like a player that could, like, maybe even play. He might even be better than Pickett. Like, there's at least a possibility there. So I am curious to see what happens for the rest of Summer League. Like, it's just one game. Pickett could look better. Alexander could look worse. But right now, Trey Alexander looks like a player that could really help. And I'm curious to see whether that continues. Hunter Tyson was not great in this game tonight. He was 4 of 10 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3. Like, the shooting initially was pretty good, and he got to the free throw line 5 times as well. But he was a team worst minus 20, and it was almost entirely because of 2 reasons. One, he grabbed 1 defensive rebound the entire game that he was out there, 30 minutes, 6'8", 6'9". Like, that's just unacceptable. Like, he's got to play bigger than that. And then two, he was getting lost defensively over and over again. And having that happen on a consistent basis was an issue. Like, he was one of the reasons why Jordan Miller got so many open shots, why the Clippers were able to get and generate so many threes. They were 12 of 39 from three, but I thought a lot of the threes that they were generating were because of Hunter Tyson, and that is not good. Like, Hunter should be able to read that a little bit better, and I don't know, did he get a steal? Did he get in the passing lanes at all? No, he did not. No steals, no blocks. So the roaming that he was doing wasn't necessarily impacting things at all, and the Clippers were just taking advantage of that. So he's got to be better. I'm not sure if he's ready. I would like to see him play better going forward. And then PJ Hall also had a really tough debut. 5 turnovers for him, 6 fouls, 0 defensive rebounds as the center on the floor. That's unacceptable as well. Like, he has some touch and the 3 that he hits, and there are a couple passes that he made, pretty impressive plays. But the larger product of it was not positive, and he was also one of the problems for Denver. Like, he just could not grab defensive rebounds, and the Clippers grabbed 16 offensive rebounds, including Musa Diabate, who was the other center going up against him. He grabbed 4 offensive rebounds. Bannon, the big stiff that they had, grabbed 3. They had a couple of other guys that crashed the boards as well. Like, that's a problem. Denver's summer league team, pretty small. Like, they have some good wing size for sure with Hunter Tyson and Julian Strother. But if that's it, like, those guys got to take advantage of that. Strother at least, like, grabbed some rebounds. He grabbed 5 defensive rebounds, tied for the team lead. Pickett grabbed 4 defensive rebounds. Hunter Tyson grabbed 1. PJ Hall grabbed 0. Got to be better than that. And that's about all the takes I have from the game. It's all I really care to share about. Again, this podcast was about Daron Holmes. And just an absolute sham. Absolutely disgusting. And I'm heartbroken for him and his family. That's the takeaway. And I really hope that he gets better. I really hope that he's been able to, like, he's able to recover. He's able to do what he needs to do in order to get back on the court, because this is something that he and his family were clearly very excited for. He brings a lot of energy. He brings some smiles to the group, just a very pure worker. And to see that, like, have to shift like this, it will never get easy, ever, ever. That is going to do it for this episode of Pickaxe and Roll, brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Really appreciate you guys stopping by. Make sure to send a positive message to Daron Holmes and his family. I'm sure that they need it right now. And share the love as much as possible. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you when I see you. We will talk soon.
Question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.